Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Between the Veils, hosted by me, Shane, and my lovely wife, Barbara.
Hey guys.
This is a podcast about spirituality, self-betterment, and dream interpretation. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to introduce today's topic?
Sure. Today's topic is going to be about meditation.
Cool. Yeah, meditation, it's something we do often without thinking about it. I think you have a lot more experience with it than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a bunch of different types of meditation. There's the spiritual meditation, which I think is a bit of a misnomer, because it doesn't necessarily mean religion or something.
Mm-hmm.
But could be spiritual and getting in touch with yourself, or just realizing how you're feeling. The way it was described when I was looking it up was bringing attention to what's happening in the moment and how we're feeling in the moment without judgment. Apps like Calm and Headspace use this kind of technique where you sit there and you're just letting the moment wash over you, and if you're feeling anxious or angry or sad, you recognize it, but you don't get caught up in it. You don't focus on it. You just kind of let it happen and let it fade away. Kind of like a waves coming in and out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't sit in these states for too long. So
yeah.
What kind of meditation are you familiar with?
Yeah.
Have the most practice with?
I really like the affirmation type meditation. So ones that uplift me and kind of get me ready for the day.
Right.
Sometimes I wake up a little anxious or sad or things like that. So I'll listen to those, or the binaural beats.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to those specifically at nighttime because they help me relax my body and kind of help me get into that like state of frequency that leads me into like lucid dreaming and things of that nature. So those are my two primary ones. Just like your basic ones, like listening to certain sounds, and like, you know, before yoga or after yoga is when I sit down.
Even yoga is a kind of meditation.
Right,
yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. So, those are the top three, I would say. I know that there's more. Sometimes in the shower, like, I'll just stand there. And
right.
Because as I mentioned in the first episode, I believe that water holds memory.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm taking a shower, I kind of meditate on what has gone through, like what I've been through
right.
that during that day, and I just release it. I almost feel like I'm getting baptized, like every day.
Yeah.
Like I'm just cleansing the toxic,
just sitting in the
negativity
moment
and away. Yeah,
and releasing it
until you like come and shower with me, then that's over.
Hey. yeah. There are actually a bunch of different types of meditation, and spiritual meditation, I don't know if I already mentioned it, but along with the apps like Calm and Headspace,
mm-hmm.
there's also coloring, which is a type of spiritual meditation.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, and they've become extremely popular for people our age, and
it's all ages, but
it is, but, you know, you see these adult-themed ones, you know,
mm-hmm.
these ones with, like, cuss words and all that kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff, and I don't know if any of our listeners have tried coloring, but it's cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at one point when we first started dating, you texted me and you're like, what are you doing? And I was like, watching TV and coloring. And you're like, that's weird. But
yeah.
It was just something that I was doing because it helped take my mind off
mm-hmm.
what was going on.
Yeah, everyone finds a different method that works for them. Again, just like anything in life, you kind of have to try different things. And like, you introduced me, or at least reintroduced coloring back
yeah.
into my life. I feel like outside of coloring, I do draw a lot. You know, I am a painter.
Right.
I do draw. That's kind of where I got started in my career. But I haven't really done anything crazy big in a long time. But I definitely feel like when I'm drawing and like when I get into this trance, like it becomes like this meditative state.
Yeah.
Like, I get lost in it. Like, it just pulls me in. And, like,
You're living in the moment.
I am. And I'm not necessarily drawing something that I'm just drawing whatever, like, my spirit is trying to express. Like, I feel like drawing for me is a way that I tend to, like, connect with my inner self.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that even connects with the topic of meditation, but it feels meditative to me. Yeah,
I mean, meditation, it's one of those things where people do it every day or some form of it. They just don't necessarily recognize it.
Yeah.
Like we were saying, yoga is a form of meditation. So someone who does that and really gets into the movements and just being in the moment, they're doing yoga. Hiking is a type of yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Meditation. Yeah. It's a type of meditation where, you know, if you're, again, living in the moment, just kind of letting your feelings and what you're thinking wash over you, and just enjoying nature itself, that's a type of meditation as well.
Yeah, totally. I think that there's, like, science behind it, too, where because we live such busy lives, like, when we actually go out for, like, nature walks, like, there's scientific proof that shows that your brain, the molecular structure, shifts and it just kind of changes when you're out in nature, just because it's a whole different environment. The frequencies are different.
Right.
You're actually breathing in fresh air. You're focusing on little tiny details like the drops on the plant. So you're actually, like, your brain is, like, almost detoxifying itself as it does when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
So that's pretty fascinating that I've seen, like, documentaries and, like, research done on, like, the science behind, like, meditation and, like, yoga and how it actually, like,
the positive effects
on your brain. And, like, that's something that I've been aware of, meditation and the practices and the benefits of it. But now that I'm learning more about the research behind it, the scientific, like, research behind it, the more I'm like, I should definitely do this every morning.
Right.
And I saw a documentary recently, I think on Gaia, about a woman that, you know, gave birth to a child with eczema, like a skin condition. And she tried everything, all kinds of medication. And then finally she went to, like, a spiritual healer or something of that nature. And they suggested meditation, like energy healing.
Sure.
And so every morning her and her husband woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, right before the baby woke up, and they just started meditating on, like, imagining, like, the baby getting better, you know, putting that energy towards the baby. And, like, believe it or not, the baby became, and, like gradually, like, its skin got better.
Mm-hmm.
And so because they believed in, like, the power and magic of, like, of manifestation and meditation, don't hold me accountable, because I don't remember if they cured the baby, but I do remember that the skin condition got way better than any medication could ever prescribe to this child. And I was just, like, shocked.
And I know, like, eczema is an allergy condition, and, you know, some kids grow out of it, but you can't knock the fact either that it did get better. And would it have done that if they hadn't done that with intent and focus on it?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
It could be coincidence. But obviously, you have to do research. I mean, you have to do tests to see.
And to your own conclusion. But, it definitely, they believe it worked. And that. I mean, we've seen the power of manifestation and how that works. And it's worked for
through
us.
Through
meditation, yeah. And it's funny because something you were saying earlier that I was kind of want to touch on is meditation is something that's really easy to do. Because the way I was thinking about this, sorry, I'm gathering my thoughts here, is like, imagine you moved to a new place. Like, we've all moved to a new place. There are new sounds. You live by a busy highway or something. There's all that noise. And at first, it's really distracting. And then eventually, it just becomes background noise and you don't even notice anymore. Mm-hmm. But if other people come to your place, they're like, it's really noisy here, right? I feel like that's our lives with all the social media and phones and notifications and all this kind of stuff. We're just so inundated by the noise that we don't even notice it anymore. It's just there.
Yeah.
But when I've noticed this too, like if I go to walk the dog, right, I'm always reaching for the headphones. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm listening to music. I'm scrolling through Instagram. Like I'm doing something, right?
I'm like, I'm the complete opposite. Like I don't mess with my phone. I don't have headphones in my ear. I just like to be aware of my surroundings.
But that's my point.
I don't know if a car is going to come. I don't know who's behind me.
Yeah.
As a woman, I am always like, I always have to be like cautious of my surroundings because I don't know if at any second someone's going to come up to me. Maybe I'm just paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
I think I am paranoid, but that's just how I am. But at the same time, like, I also like to enjoy my surroundings and I like to take in all that crazy busy bustle and hustle of life because I'm inside all day,
yeah.
And, you know, going outside just makes me feel alive almost.
Right. Well, so, I mean, you beat me to the punchline, but
yeah.
That's where I was going with that
yeah.
is, like, if you walk to the supermarket or you have a dog to walk or, you know, anything like that, you're riding the bus,
mm-hmm.
if you put your phone down, like, it's crazy to me how even after 20 short minutes without having music, without having my phone in my hand or Reddit or a Sudoku game or something, how much my own thoughts start filling that space.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice myself, A, getting distracted by things, but also my own, like, voice, my inner voice comes back out, which
mm-hmm.
isn't something I'd really noticed had gone away, but I was just getting so inundated by everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It still happens. I'm still on my phone doing all these things, but if I practice with intention to not do those things,
mm-hmm.
it can become, like, riding the bus can become meditative, you know? I can just enjoy being on the bus and just alone with my thoughts, and it works out really well. I'll still put in headphones to make sure, you know, like, if I don't want someone distracting me or something while I'm trying to meditate, you know, it's an easy way
to
do that.
It's funny because we're so different. Like, I legit have every single app on my phone. Like, the notifications are off.
Right.
Even your messages, I have them on Do Not Disturb. I have every single person.
Probably the thing we fought most about.
Yeah, I have... Literally, my entire phone is on Do Not Disturb. I've removed those little red bubbles that
mm-hmm.
indicate like you have an alert. I've gotten rid of all of them because it's a distraction.
Right.
And as I mentioned before, like I have some form of ADHD or ADD. Like I can't deal with like seeing those bubbles, so I've deactivated them. And I think I've been living like that for over 2 years now. But I mean, I do have the habit of checking shit, like
mm-hmm.
often, where like I'll check my email constantly.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that I didn't miss anything. So
mm-hmm.
it's just like a habit thing. But
like stunting.
Yeah, but like what I mean about us being different is that you're actually like you were saying, you're not listening, or at least you don't notice your inner voice. I feel like my inner voice is constantly there.
Right.
I feel like my inner voice constantly drives my everyday life. Like, I can't really shut it up. Like, it's there. It's
right.
almost like a second person, like, just there all the time.
Sure.
And even if I put music on, like, it's there 24/7. And no, I'm not schizophrenic. But there's definitely that voice. And it's very loud. And I don't really need to feel like I need to listen to music, or that's just me though. Maybe I'm
right.
crazy.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, I have an inner voice too, obviously, that's like, maybe I should make chicken tortilla soup tonight
mm-hmm.
or something. Like,
but I think my voice is like, and not to like, you know, degrade your voice, it's just like with me, like I'm constantly thinking like, what if there is life on Mars, or like complex issues,
yeah,
like real life situational issues. But it's like, why the fuck am I thinking about this right now?
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
That's my point too, though, is
mm-hmm.
like, I have an inner voice, but, those kinds of deeper thoughts and the more like, you know, if you put the, I don't know, things like that. Things mm-hmm. where, like, different words that are spelled differently but have the same pronunciation or something, mm-hmm. you know? Like, what are the origin of those words? Things like that. Those thoughts don't normally come to mind, but as soon as I unplug and start, you know, just sitting with my own thoughts,
mm-hmm.
all those things come to the fore. Like, yeah. they come up and I'm just completely entranced with my own thoughts and go, mm-hmm. wow, this is... Why is this way, you know?
Yeah.
It's really interesting, and it's really tempting to reach for my phone and just instantly Google it, but...
I mean, honestly, like, I do that all the time where, like, I'll think of something, and I'm like, huh, I'm gonna Google that, and I learn something that I learn something every day, and again, not to, like, undermine what you just said, because I definitely have the days where... I plug in my headphones and, like, I try to drown my inner thoughts. But because I'm not infatuated with myself, but, like, I really enjoy my inner thought process. Like, right. it keeps me entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, I embrace it and I allow it, you know, to shine its light on me at least for half of the day until I'm like, okay, I have to work. Mm-hmm. So... let's turn on that other switch, which is like, let's go on strategy mode. So,
Well, I mean, that's part of the reason why we started this podcast, too, is because you're always having those kinds of thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And it always makes me go, huh, yeah, what if it was that way, you know? And mm-hmm. that's part of why we're like, this should be a podcast. Let's talk about that.
I'm sure people are like, this is boring.
I mean, I really enjoy our talks, so...
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we talked about a lot of things, but I do want to touch on some things, some of the positive benefits of meditation and what's been proven about it
mm-hmm.
Through scientific studies and double blinds, you know, all that. And it's actually been found that there are a bunch of different things that meditation does for a person. And so it's been shown to... decrease the brain energy requirements to do similar tasks. So, you know, even if you're just doing simple math or something, mm-hmm. they've measured the amount of energy people's mm-hmm. brains are putting forth, and someone who meditates daily puts forth less energy to do the same kind of simple math. Really interesting stuff.
Interesting.
It increases the brain density, meaning that your brain's more... elastic, you make connections easier between abstract concepts, all that kind of stuff. Like, meditating helps people do that. And this is something that kids do really well, mm-hmm. but as adults, our brains slow down a lot. They mm-hmm. don't do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But meditation actually bumps us to a level that's higher than what's considered nominal for adults, which is really interesting. It's also been shown to decrease reaction time, meaning you react faster to things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that filter in there as much or acting as strongly. It's shown to slow the effects of aging, which is kind of tied to that whole brain elasticity. It's not like it'll prevent something like Alzheimer's or something, but because of having a healthier brain, it can... at least limit or slow the effects of certain things like that, too.
It's funny that you bring that up, because we just saw that one movie with that lady that had cancer. What was it called? With Awkwafina.
Oh, The Farewell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, touching a little base on what we're talking about, how, like, if a person doesn't know of a negative condition, then, therefore, it... could potentially prevent XYZ.
Yeah, the line in there specifically that addressed this was, it's not the cancer that kills people,
it's the fear
of the cancer mm-hmm. that kills people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sorry if everyone who's listening and hasn't watched it yet.
You should definitely watch it.
Are spoilers. But it's, it talks about how, like, cancer doesn't kill the people generally, it's
mm-hmm.
just it's the people
fear.
Yeah, afraid of it killing them and letting it kill them essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And so the entire movie is just about this family keeping that secret and how hard it is to keep that secret from someone in China. And it seems like it's a very cultural thing
mm-hmm.
over there. They talk about how the reason someone wants to tell someone that they're sick is because they feel a burden and a guilt, and they want to get rid of that burden. And so the whole idea is that, like, it's a selfish thing to get rid of that burden of guilt, of feeling bad for that person. And that's why it's hard. That's why it's necessary to do that, because otherwise you're putting that entire burden on that one person. So really, really interesting. I'm probably going to show how little I know about things, but I believe Tai Chi is a pretty big thing over there, which is another form.
You mean Tai Chi?
What?
Tai Chi?
Yeah.
It doesn't... No, it's chai latte, because chai is tea.
Oh, yeah.
Latte.
Yeah.
So chai tea.
Yeah.
I think it
no,
is.
No, Tai Chi is like that slow movement.
Oh, my bad. Yeah,
the
practicing of... Yeah, yeah.
Which is meditative.
Like harnessing
itself.
Energy
mm-hmm.
through movements, hand movements. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can see where you got the chai tea, Tai Chi. Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
But... Yeah, no, I think Tai Chi comes from there, and
mm-hmm.
it's a form of meditation as
mm-hmm.
well. Once you know the forms and the movements,
mm-hmm.
my dad used to do Tai Chi, and he really enjoyed it for the, like, 2 years he did it. I don't know why he ever stopped, but he was really enjoying it when he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so really cool stuff about it, and some really positive benefits from it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's something we've tried doing. I mean, you... do it all the time, but you know there are certain things we've talked about getting better about, like doing it before bed,
mm-hmm.
Using an app like Calm or Headspace
mm-hmm.
to
I mean, when we don't do it, I automatically, even just having the cricket sounds that I put on at night,
yeah.
that's a form of meditation for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll occasionally put on the binaural beats, or
which I think we should do an episode on binaural beats at some
point.
Oh
yeah, that's so fascinating.
I feel like
stuff.
It'll be
That's actually a very unique topic, because
yeah.
not everyone... That's not a mainstream topic, at
yeah.
least not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's something we'll probably talk about in
mm-hmm.
a future episode,
mm-hmm.
just because there's a lot you can go
there's
into.
So much.
And there's a bunch of science behind it,
oh, yeah.
too,
yeah.
Which is really interesting.
Based.
So, yeah, we can talk about that. Cool. Yeah, I have some other stuff on here. We've already talked about our experience with meditation. What we'd like to do involving meditation. I would like for us to, and we've talked about this, doing more meditation before bed.
Mm-hmm.
The issue I have, though, and you know this, but our listeners may not, I have issues where if I'm laying down while meditating, I will just knock out.
Yeah.
Like, I just pass out. And I feel like that kind of defeats the purpose of meditating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's
about, I think you just have to learn to fight it.
Yeah.
Like, just stay awake at least for a little bit and
yeah.
then let yourself go.
I just become too relaxed, I guess. My body is like, oh, we're sleeping, and then I just fall asleep.
You're like, I'm horizontal, knocked out.
Yeah. It's actually true, though. I've fallen asleep so many times when trying to meditate. I've done it once or twice with you where I just sit on the ground, like sit up as we meditate. I still start drifting, but I have an easier time staying awake. I guess the final thing I had on here was that meditation can be used as another form of prayer, and
mm-hmm.
it can actually be used to bring a person closer to God or to Source or whatever they're practicing.
And like, you didn't really touch base on this, which is a really basic foundation to yoga. A lot of the reasons why Buddhists and other cultures practice yoga is so that at least it's goal oriented, and
right.
it's to align your chakras.
Yeah.
And so we can talk about this on a different episode, because
chakras themselves could be an entire episode.
Yeah,
like,
that is
we would have only skimmed the surface if
mm-hmm.
we talked about this.
But
one.
I feel like with me, at least understanding the functions and the purpose of aligning your the process of aligning
yeah.
your chakras, like it's kind of like becoming wholesome, and like how priests, you know,
mm-hmm.
they they don't have sex, and so they get closer to God. So it's something similar. You're practicing that, like...
Or, like, fasting.
Purification process. And so I feel that, like, when I meditate, at least in the back of my mind, one of my main goals is ultimately to align all of my chakras, you know?
Sure.
Kind of, like, heal my crown, my third, my throat, and vice versa, all of them. Again, all of that takes time, you know, it requires you to have a great diet, it requires for you to exercise daily and practice gratitude.
For it to be really effective.
Yeah, so it's a lifestyle. It truly is a lifestyle, and yoga plays a huge component into that. And, you know, and yoga aside, like, the exercise function part of it, like, again, it's a lifestyle. It's about, like, connecting with others and practicing gratitude. And, you know, just being
Buddhism as a whole.
Yeah, just being a vessel for source to then help yourself and then help others and guide them. So it's a very beautiful practice. And, you know, that's something that I've been kind of shifting my attention more towards when it comes to, like, my spirituality, Buddhism and Hinduism, like, combining the, like, you know, when I have a singing bowl here and I have my crystals and things like that. And, you know,
because we did a meditation session for a full moon with singing bowls and all that.
Yeah, it was a full moon. It was a full moon bowl. They call it a bowl shower or something like that.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Sound bath.
Yeah, that's sound bath. Yeah.
Yeah. And so... And again, like, these singing bowls are in line with binaural beats because it's all based off frequencies.
Yeah.
Because when you ring the bowl, it emits a certain sound and frequency.
Yeah, let's save this for that episode.
Yeah, so we'll continue later. But my point is that, you know, the end goal for me, at least, meditation is so that I can align my chakras.
Yeah, and it's really
and
about...
ascend to the next level of...
And I think even simpler than that, it's about, you know, for people like me, it's about aligning the physical with the mental with the spiritual, just getting those three kind of working in tandem, because it's really easy to kind of forget or neglect those. But, like, the whole chakra thing is really... interesting. And like I said, we should do a whole episode. And there's acupuncture, there's Reiki, there's a bunch of different kind of stuff. And we've done Reiki, but we'll talk about that in another episode.
Yeah,
too.
I am very passionate when it comes to that specific topic because that is, like, at its essence, like, self-care and self-healing. And I advocate for self-healing outside of, like, you know, like, Western medicine practices where, like you said in the past, like, America, and as opposed to, like, curing conditions, they only just, like...
They treat the symptoms.
They treat the symptom and they don't cure it. So I don't like that. And so I'm finding alternative methods, you know, through alternative medicine, that be mushrooms, that be experimenting with ayahuasca or LSD. Like, I feel like those are methods that I want to explore. And so incorporate the practices, like, of Hinduism and Buddhism. And, you know, again, we can dive deep into this topic. But a lot of that stuff, you know, they all align.
Yeah.
They're all a part of that lifestyle.
That would be an interesting episode, too, about the marriage of Eastern, Western medicines and how the West, which, again, has been very focused on treating symptoms, is starting to come around to the idea of treating the individual, the underlying causes, the things that make people feel this way, and exploring things like acupuncture, Reiki, you know, narcotics, things like that, microdosing, things that really help people unlock themselves and use their own manifestation and intent to unblock themselves and really start the healing process internally and let the Western medicine do what it needs to do, but aiding it along. So, like I said, there'll be...
Yeah, we can talk about that on a different episode because that's there's just so much there.
Tons.
There's tons.
So, you heard it here, folks. We have at least three more episodes coming up just with all this, but we have a huge list of things. So... that's our podcast for today on meditation. Thank you for listening. Next time we'll be discussing journaling. Oh yeah, I forgot we were going to discuss that. So 4 extra podcasts. We're still enjoying this podcast and it's actually been really fun so far. So thanks again for joining us as we discuss spirituality, wellness, and the things that make us feel good. And if you are listening to this on Anchor or Spotify, feel free to give a rating or a review. We've actually found that that really helps a lot with our searchability. We're still trying to get on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Once we get on there, we're sure it'll kind of help things along. But yeah, that's been our podcast, and we'll see you next time on Between the Veils. Bye.
Namaste.